This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, the new hazardous waste facilities at LANL. On May 5th, 2022, the New Mexico Environment Department issued a new groundwater discharge permit for the radioactive liquid waste treatment facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory under the New Mexico Water Quality Act. It is discharge permit DP-1132. The facility, located near the plutonium facility, handles, treats, and stores radioactive and hazardous liquid wastes from operations across the LANL site. On June 6, CCNS, an Honor Our Pueblo Existence, HOPE, appealed DP-1132 to the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission, arguing that the Environment Department does not have subject matter jurisdiction under the Water Quality Act to issue the permit. The organizations argue that the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, RCRA, as implemented by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act, must regulate this facility because it handles, treats, and stores hazardous liquid waste. The hazardous waste laws have additional requirements for handling liquid waste in tanks, a public permitting process, and seismic analysis because the facility is located within the Pajarito Fault System. For the tank systems, the regulations require LANL to submit an assessment by a professional engineer attesting to the design, structural integrity, and compatibility of tank systems. The equipment must be supported and protected against physical damage and excessive stress due to settlement, vibration, expansion, or contraction. There must be corrosion protection as recommended by an independent corrosion expert. Since the May 2000 Cerro Grande fire, LANL has been working to reconstruct the facility as well as plan and construct a new low-level radioactive liquid waste treatment facility and a new transuranic or plutonium liquid waste treatment facility. Both would assume functions now performed by the existing facility. But the Water Quality Act does not regulate the construction or operation of waste management facilities. Nevertheless, under the Water Quality Act regulations, LANL is attempting to construct new facilities and claiming that, so long as the existing volume and contaminants in the discharge are not exceeded, no Environment Department approval is required. So, LANL will construct the two new liquid waste treatment facilities, accept hazardous waste, and put them into operation under DP-1132 without any further proceedings and, equally clearly, without meeting the standards of the hazardous waste laws and regulations. Once built, these new facilities, non-compliant with the RCRA, would stand as a fait accompli, defying any attempt to bring them into RCRA compliance. CCNS and HOPE are attempting to stop this evasion of the hazardous waste laws. Attorney Lindsay A. Lovejoy Jr. represents CCNS and HOPE. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.